This episode of 11 Point Caller has been brought to you by...
Watch out where you throw those knives.
Are you drinking Wilkins Instant Coffee yet?
No.
Okay, let's try it blindfolded.
And weirdos like you. Thank you. Hi, ho there. You're listening to the 11 Point Caller podcast by J.D. Hansel. Trivia time. Do you drink Wilkins coffee? I should hope so. Jim Henson used Wilkins and Wilkins to make a number of Wilkins coffee commercials from 1957 to 1961. The question is, just how many did he make? Was it A, 26, B, 79, C, 100, D, 126, or E, 179? The answer was E, 179. I'm surprised Wilkins lived through that many. Studies in Henson History. Today's topic, Humphrey Bogart. He was born December 25th, 1899, and he died January 14th, 1957. Little known fact about Humphrey Bogart. He was the original leader of a group of friends that later became known as the Rat Pack. No, not that Rat Pack. I mean Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and Sammy Davis Jr. The closing clips will be songs from the Rat Pack. Anyway, Humphrey Bogart has been imitated a few times on The Muppet Show. The first time was in episode 107, guest starring Florence Henderson.
Grab your shoes and grab your socks. Here come the jokes, here come the ox. Now tonight, I'm gonna try and put something new in my act.
Like comedy, maybe.
Hey, look, guys, I paid a lot of money for this new act that I want to see if it's good, okay?
Could it possibly be good?
Could it possibly be worse?
Okay, now tonight, I will do impressions of great movie actors from great movies.
Great, oh, wonderful.
Love them.
Okay. First, Humphrey Bogart from Casablanca. Play it again, Sam. Okay. Now, next is Jimmy Cagney from Mr. Roberts. Who took my palm tree? Okay, next, Cary Grant from all his movies. Judy.
Yes, and all your impressions sound the same.
Yeah.
I can't help that. They were all written by the same writer.
He's got a point there.
Yeah, on his head.
Okay, any other impressions? Impressions, huh?
Yeah, we'd like to see an impression of a bear leaving a stage.
Gotcha. Presenting a bear stage. Ha! Bear, get it, I'm a bear, no one on stage. Oh, I'm terrific, I love me. I'm too good for this show. Oh boy.
Yeah, he's getting better.
Yeah, well, we're getting worse.
He was also imitated in episode 204, this time by the guest star, Rich Little.
Rich Little? Oh, Rich Little. 45 seconds to curtain, Mr. Little.
Ah, yeah. Godfrey Tanya, send for a shepherd. There seems to be a pig in my dressing room.
Gee, that was W.C. Fields. Where's Rich Little?
Of all the gin joints and all the towns and all the world, I had to walk into this infested hole. Now, here's looking at you, kid.
Humphrey Bogart. But where's Rich Little?
I'll be ready, Scooter Little Buddy.
Boy, Rich Little does impressions of everybody.
Kermit the Frog imitated Humphrey Bogart when he and Miss Piggy reenacted a scene from Casablanca in The Muppets Go to the Movies. Well, sort of. The wind and noise from the airplane kind of ruined it.
A tribute to Casablanca.
Last night, you said a great many things. You
said I was to do the thinking for both of us. Well, I've done a lot of it since then, and it adds up to just one thing. You're getting on that plane with Victor, where you belong. If that plane leaves the ground and you're not on it, you'll regret it. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon, and for the rest of your life. Look, I'm not good at being mobile, but it doesn't take much to see that the problems of three little people want to amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world. Someday you'll understand that. Here's looking for you, kid.
Well, it's been a short show, but it's time to say so long. Here are the closing clips.
I often get a tear in my eye when I introduce this next act. Oh, oh, there's one right there, you see? You see, because they represent to me the very best this show has to offer. Indeed, the very best this country has to offer. So here they are now, just as sweet offstage as they are on Huyn and Wanda. Oh, I need a hanky.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kiss?
I see what. This show is disgusting. Get away. Get away. I'm going to write to someone important and put a stop to it. Dear sir,
they call it Samson.
This show is sick and weird.
Melody. They call it Samson.
That is not my song. I do not have a song.
Nothing on your mind.
There are.
And
get off the table. There are rats here.
Why it makes you grin, it's under your skin, is only a song can do. People that you meet by the delivery out on the street, on the Samson.
Don't whistle. Oh no.
Everyone you see the with you.
There is a thing whistling here.
Don't forget your trouble and wear a smile.
There's a thing
you'll never go wrong.
I would suggest to have someone come and fumigate
God.
There's a lump playing harmonica. Get away! There are vermin in here. All right, out, get out, earlier.
Hey, Sam, that's a nice song. What is that?
Oh, I don't know, something called Fred's song.
Hmm, that's very pretty.
No, it's not.
I've got you.
You've got me.
Under my skin.
Under your skin.
I've got you.
You've got me.
Deep in the heart of me.
That's very true.
So deep in my heart.
Oh.
You're really a part of me.
I don't want to be a part of you.
I've got you under my skin.
I've tried so not to give in.
Get back down there. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should you try to resist? When, darling, I know so well, I've got you.
Got me.
Under my skin.
Just give me a chance here. You'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having me near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in your ear?
Don't you know, little fool? You never can win. Use your mentality. Wake up to reality.
But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me...
Stop! Before you begin, because I got you.
You got me.
Under my skin.
Okay, sirrah, sirrah, whatever will be, will be.
Oh, that number scared the pants off me.
Are you sure you didn't just forget to put them on again?
When you think this show is terrible, something wonderful happens.
What?
It ends.